Welcome to this week's meeting of the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn with a good Bible story for you in a few minutes. But right now, here's the choir to get us off to a good start today. You join in singing with them, too. Thank you, choir.
Did you ever see an ad for a toy that said, "Unbreakable"? When you bought it and took it home, your little brother got hold of it and destroyed it in minutes. Or maybe your dad bought a tool advertised to be tough and strong, but when he put it to work and put a little pressure on it, the thing cracked and the handle broke off. Not exactly unbreakable, durable and long-lasting, as advertised, was it? Well, that's the way it is with things in this world. But I'll tell you of one thing that's unbreakable, non-perishable, and indestructible, and that is the Word of God, the Bible. Many people have mocked the Bible, said evil things about it, and tried to destroy it, but the Bible lives on, and the proud mockers have gone to their graves, dead and forgotten. To those who love God, His Word is precious. There was once a little girl named Mary Jones in North Wales who was very poor. She couldn't afford a Bible of her own, but she walked 2 miles every Saturday for years on the difficult mountain paths to read and memorize and study a Bible that her neighbors owned and allowed her to come and study. Oh, she wanted a copy of God's Word so much herself that she saved her little money for 6 or 7 years to get one. At last, when she had enough to buy the thing she wanted most, she walked barefoot 25 miles in cold weather over harsh mountain paths to go where a man had promised to sell her a Bible when she got the money. Mary's heart and mind were captured by the Word of God. The story of her life made a great impact on the Welsh people and over the world. In fact, a missionary society to take God's Word and the message of the gospel through Wales and beyond was established as the result of Mary's love and sacrifice for the Lord. God's Word will last forever. You cannot destroy it. Choir?
You'll take.
was sad when he had to leave home, but he wouldn't repent of his sin, so he could never find peace and happiness. He wandered as a vagabond with no lasting place to call home. By now, there were many people in the world, and Cain and his wife also had children. The sad part was they followed in their father's footsteps and didn't want to know or obey God either. One of Cain's sons, Enoch, built a city which drew lots of people together to make money and be prosperous and have the fun and pleasures that go along with city life. Later on, Jubal came along. He was the first musician we know of. He learned how to stretch strings across empty gourds or hollowed-out wood to make musical instruments. He made whistles from hollow reeds, and before long, he made flutes and other wind instruments. What lovely music! But somehow he and the others that played the instruments didn't use them to glorify God. Their music only entertained people and kept their minds off of God. Then down the line came another man, Tubal Cain, who was very smart and talented. He discovered the precious metals God had hid underground for man's use and made beautiful works of brass and iron. But he never seemed to thank God for providing the materials for all the useful kettles and tools and artwork he made. Yes, there were many people in the world, but they didn't love God or want to serve him. Then God, in his mercy, gave Adam and Eve another baby, a special baby named Seth, a boy who loved and served God as Abel had, and in fact became the father of the righteous line who were to trust and serve the Lord after Abel was killed. And did you know that Adam was 130 years old when Seth was born? That sounds impossible, but back then people lived a very long time. In fact, Adam lived 930 years. And one man, Methuselah, lived 969 years. He was almost 1,000 years old. People back then lived long enough not only to see their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but also their great-great-great, and I don't know how many greats-grandchildren. When they had a family reunion, it must have been some crowd. Phew! I'd hate to have had to fry the chicken for that crowd, wouldn't you? Well, they wouldn't have eaten chicken, fried, barbecued, or any other way at that time, because God hadn't yet given his permission to eat meat. So I guess they had good veggies and breads and cakes instead. Trouble was that most of the people didn't love God or pay attention to what he wanted. How sad. I'm glad to tell you, though, that Seth loved the Lord and worshipped him just as God commanded. Seth wanted his family to love the Lord, too, and some of them really did. In fact, one man in Seth's family line loved and served the Lord with all his heart. Even though the people around him were wicked and sinful, even though they mocked and cursed God, Enoch prophesied to them of the Lord's return to judge them for their evil deeds and evil scoffing and ridicule against God. He warned them that they couldn't sneer and talk smart against God without facing punishment for it. Even in the midst of such a wicked world, Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. In fact, he walked so closely with God that he didn't even ever die. That's the truth. He never had to die. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Perhaps he and God were walking along together in sweet fellowship one day and having such a good time together that God said, "Enoch, just come on home with me." Oh, God knew that before many years the earth was going to be destroyed, and he didn't want his obedient child to go through that terrible time. Anyway, Enoch never had to go through the valley of the shadow of death like others since sin entered the world. I'm sure Enoch must have been very surprised and happy to be translated like that. No doubt many folks who knew him on earth wondered what had happened to him. Where had he gone? How could he just disappear? But they needn't have worried. Enoch was perfectly safe with the Lord. You know, one day, I don't know just when, it could be soon, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back from heaven. He'll appear in the clouds, and boys and girls and all who've received him as their Savior and repented of their sin and trusted in his atoning blood will be lifted up right off the earth and meet him in the clouds. Like Enoch, they'll never have to die. They'll be what the Bible calls raptured. They'll meet the Lord in the air and always be with him. They won't have to go through the terrible tribulation that's going to come on this world because of sin. Now, I don't know whether you and I will still be alive when Jesus comes so we can meet him in the clouds, or whether we'll go through death and then be with the Lord. But either way, we need to be ready to meet him. He'll come without warning, and death can come without warning, too. The Bible warns us, prepare to meet thy God. If you're not saved, you need to receive Christ right now, before it's too late. And if you are already a Christian, Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians to behave like a Christian, to be a witness, to love each other, to live quietly, to mind our own business, and to be honest so we won't come up short when Christ comes. Yes, that's a big order, but if you seek the Lord and obey his word every day, you can look forward with joy to his coming. And now, if the Lord doesn't come before then, I'll be with you next week at the same time. You be sure to be listening. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.